Insights.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Insights. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing about Somnath Swabhiman Parv. And to discuss this, we have with us today Mr. P.K. Lahiri, trustee of the Somnath Trust and retired chief secretary of the Gujarat government. Mr. Lahiri, welcome to Insights.
Thank you very much.
Somnath Swabhiman Parv reaffirms India's civilizational confidence. It honors the resilience over destruction, faith over fear. Standing on the shores of Saurashtra, the Somnath Temple continues to inspire Indians all over the world, reminding everyone that while forces of destruction fade into history, the faith rooted in righteousness, unity and self-respect endures forever. The following Sanskrit verse manifests the spirit of Somnath. Adinathen Sharven Sarvaprani Hitayave Adyatat Vanya Thaniya Kshetrame Tanma Mahaprabham Prabhasitam Mahadevi Yatra Siddhyanti Manava. Mr. Lahiri,
yes,
this very verse, which actually demonstrates or manifests the power of the temple, that is Somnath, which is witness to not just the history in making, but also our civilizational ethos, culture and all of that. Please tell us more about the Somnath temple and its history and everything about it.
Somnath was earlier a port where lots of horses were being traded from Arabia and many other countries over a sea route. Mm-hmm. Every trip of a vessel which went to other countries and came back offered very good homage to Somnath, and Somnath Trust in the process had a very rich temple at that time. Unfortunately, exactly 1,000 years ago, on 6th and 7th of January 1026, Muhammad Ghazni, who had earlier raided various parts of India for 16 times, on his 17th trip, he managed to reach very far away place like Somnath and had looted it. Because the local kings were not able to coordinate, unite and resist Muhammad Ghazni either at Somnath or on the way. However, the same Bhimdev I, who had ran away from Patan at that time, reconstructed the temple, and the series of aggressions by foreign rulers who were ruling over Gujarat and Delhi led to repeated destruction of Somnath temple. But as you said in the beginning, the spirit of reconstruction prevailed, and every time it rose like a phoenix bird with a greater vigor and greater glory.
Absolutely, Mr. Lahiri, very well put. This Somnath Swabhiman Parv, which began in January this year, 2026, and will continue for another year, actually marks a very significant thing, India's cultural journey and heritage, of course. So how do you see this Swabhiman Parv actually evolving, and what's its significance? If you may talk about, you just talked about the destruction that happens at the Somnath temple, not just once, but over the centuries, like many times, and finally, when it got constructed, the last time, that was in 1951, when Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel visited the place and probably wanted this place to be relegated to its old glory of the olden days. So how do you see this per kind of panning out?
You know, when we saw that there is a period gap of 1,000 years, our Honorable Prime Minister and Chairman of Sri Somnath Trust, Sri Narendra Bhai Modi, thought of celebrating this as a Swabhiman Parv, because before 75 years, this temple was there constructed, as you said, in 1951, and 11th May 1951, there was Pran Pratishtha. Actually, when Sardar Patel came after conquest of Junagadh, which had decided to merge with Pakistan, and the RZ Hakumat, the People's Movement, over the entire state of Junagadh. Sri K.M. Munshi, Kanhaiya Lal Munshi, who started one Mahotsav, and we remember him as the Food Minister of India and Home Minister of Bombay Presidency, was instrumental in convincing Sardar Patel that constructing a temple here was a great tribute to the sentiments of the people who kept on worshipping it in the place. Actually, Aurangzeb's commander had destroyed it in 1703, but in 1883, 73 rather, after 170 years, it was Ahilya Bai of Indore who reconstructed another temple nearby, and people started worshipping Shiva there. This Shiv Bhakti Parampara lasted continuously for a long time. And that is why Sri Narendra Bhai Modi thought that his continuous faith in Sri Somnath, which Adi Shankaracharya has described as Saurashtra Somnath, it is given number one place by Adi Shankaracharya,
yes,
and has been a place of faith for crores of people. That's why we should once again reassert that the power of reconstruction will always prevail over whatever challenges and destruction one may face.
Absolutely, Mr. Lahiri, and the year 2026 also coincides, as we discussed earlier, with the 75 years since the present Somnath Temple was reopened to devotees on the 11th of May 1951 following independence. Now, these two milestones together form the foundation of the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. And as you mentioned in your opening remarks, Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Radharopin, this Parv, in January. That was a four-day event which was organized there at Somnath. And as we spoke earlier,
yes,
it will continue until next year for one more year. And many things like many cultural activities were also performed over there. But one very remarkable thing about Somnath is that the manifestation, or rather the upholding of the women power over there. We are given to understand that women folk over there are in good numbers when it comes to the staff serving the temple. So this is another thing which is very important for Somnath. So how do you see this? Women folk actually being incorporated, you know, in a big way in the administration and, of course, the service.
Fortunately, we have adequate number of ladies officers and working with Somnath Trust managing the temple. But main thing which Sri Kanhaiyalal Munshi has done is that there is no soliciting of any type in Somnath Trust. People are able to have darshan, and if they are willing, they can perform puja very easy. The management of Somnath Trust even today follows most of the traditions which were established by Sri K. M. Munshi, a close associate of Sardar Patel, from 1951. Second aspect which we should notice about Somnath, that it is beautifully located on the Arabian Sea, and there is a point from where if you draw 180 degree line, it will go right up to South Pole without hitting land anywhere.
Yeah,
it is called Divya Marg, Jal Marg.
That's correct, yes. So, Mr. Lahiri, we all know that Somnath is revered as the first among, you also mentioned, among the 12 Adi Jyotirlingas of Lord Shiva. And the present temple complex comprises of the Garbhagriha, that is the Sanctum Sanctorum, Sabha Mandapam, that is the assembly hall, and Nritya Mandapam, that is the dance hall. And you also mentioned it rises majestically alongside the Arabian Sea. And the temple is crowned by a 150-foot shikhar, which is a 10-ton kalash at its summit. The Dhwajdand, that is the flagpole, stands 27 foot tall, which marks the temple's unwavering identity. The complex is adorned with 1,666 gold-plated kalash and 14,200 dhwajas, symbolizing the generations of devotion and craftsmanship. So, Mr. Lahiri, when it comes to the culture and the ethos and the deep-rooted religious beliefs that we have, and also, as we know, it is mentioned the first, you know, at the top when it comes to Jyotirlingas of Shiva. So, how do you see its religious significance if we talk about that?
The Somnath Temple, which had been reconstructed by a very famous temple architect called Prabhashankar Sompura, has done it as a model of Mahameru Prasad in Nagar style of construction. We had in ancient India 8 types of temples to be constructed, and after a gap of almost 800 years, such a Nagar style Mahameru Prasad is constructed. Mahameru Prasad in a way means Kailash Parvat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see Somnath from certain angle, it reminds you of Kailash Parvat. So there is a great religious significance of it. Moreover, Prabhashankar Sompura has done work so intricately that in the Nritya Mandap, if you look at the ceiling, it is showing Ravan lifting the Kailash
temple.
So
yeah,
basically, this particular temple has been constructed following ancient guidelines about Nagar Shaili Mahameru Prasad, and that is why it is also a work of art which has been done by Prabhashankar Sompura, who has, to his credit, many temples, and his sons and grandsons have also constructed our Ram Mandir. So you can see that this particular architect has been considered master craftsman, and Somnath Trust has been fortunate in having him, and he has done this masterpiece of our ancient temple architecture.
Absolutely, Mr. Lahiri. Besides everything that we know about the Somnath Temple, it's the utmost symbol, we believe, of resilience and, of course, the craftsmanship and other things. But when it comes to resilience, we all know that it has been desecrated like unlimited number of times, and yet it has risen like a phoenix, as you say. And every time it goes on to show that how important it has been for Indians to come up with, every time it has been desecrated, come up with that much more strength and everything. Even Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, when he visited the place in 1947, he wanted to get it built and kind of redeveloped, not just to build a temple, but to also show to the outer world, and not just to the outer world, but to have belief in ourselves that we can rise from the phoenix. And it was almost a symbol of, you know, our cultural pride and ethos, if you may say so. So how do you look at that?
When Sardar Patel resolved to reconstruct the temple, there were quite a few people in Delhi who opposed it, including Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. And when the file reached Sardar Patel with all the objections, what he wrote at that time is very significant. He wrote on it that meaning of independence also covers the desire of the majority to worship their gods and goddesses, and that is for them the religious freedom, and we should therefore allow Somnath Trust to be taking up the project of reconstruction, overruling all the objections like keeping it as a monument and all that. So, Sardar Patel was right. There is a theory in law of restitution. Suppose I have taken away your purse and it is found, it is given back to you. So, whenever a harm is done, Sardar Patel firmly believed that if somebody has wrongly harmed a particular place, that should be reconstructed without any objection.
Absolutely, Mr. Lahiri, very well put. And we discussed about the women empowerment kind of incorporated in the system of the temple. And also, if we look at the sustainability factor at Somnath, it was declared a Swachh iconic place in 2018. And Somnath has adopted many practices, innovative and sustainability practices rather. Temple flowers are converted into vermicompost, nourishing almost 1700 bilwa trees. Plastic waste as well is transformed into paver blocks under the Mission Life, with 4,700 blocks almost produced every month, and rainwater harvesting system treating nearly 30 lakh trees of sewage water per month. Miyawaki forest of 7,200 trees spread over 72,000 square feet absorbs about 93,000 kilograms of carbon dioxide annually, and the purified Abhishek water is bottled as Som Gangajal, benefiting over 1.13 lakh families as of December 2024. So, Mr. Lahiri, it's not just about the religious significance or the first Jyotirling, as is mentioned. We also see that the footfalls at Somnath has been increasingly, and almost like 10 million people, kind of almost a crore people, visit the complex every year. So it has also got a great amount of tourism potential as well, contributing, of course, to the economy of the country, drawing visitors from not just India, but from abroad as well. So this has got another significance like no other place probably in India. So your views on that?
Very true. Once our chairman, earlier trustee, Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Bhai Modi, came and he saw that including security people who were deployed had drank water from plastic bottle and thrown it around the place. He remarked that we should not allow Somnath Temple to be used in a way that environmentally is effective. Accordingly, first we made it sure that entire sewerage is converted into agricultural water, and we have been able to do Miyawaki forest, etc. out of it. Solid waste management, you have already spoken that we have vermiculture, we have manure, as well as plastic and whatever other material is there, that is also being recycled 100%. We have solar power for our requirement, but since we are consuming a lot of electricity, recently there is a proposal that a separate type of a new technology plant, which will have zero emission, will be set up only for Somnath, and it will provide electricity without causing any emission anywhere around. So we have done the massive tree plantation. We have some land bordering Union Territory of B, and we have carried out plantation of about 2 lakh trees there. And we will be adding almost 1 lakh trees every year. We have used 300 acre plot over there.
Right. Thank you so very much, Mr. Lahiri, for having joined us and shared your views on this. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app NewsZone AIR and our YouTube channel NewsZone AIR Official.
Insights,
you.